pushed Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for a ceasefire to end his military assault against Kurdish fighters in northern Syria Thursday. It's an offensive Erdogan initiated after President Donald Trump withdrew nearly all American troops from the battlefront. The vice president is accompanied by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and met with the Turkish leader in the capital Ankara. U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland testified in front of House of Representatives impeachment investigators Thursday. He said President Donald Trump ordered diplomats to work with his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to get Ukraine to open investigations that would help Trump politically. Sondland told the investigators he was disappointed that President Trump directed diplomats to work with Giuliani on Ukraine matters. Britain and the European Union have finally reached a tentative Brexit deal. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the deal gives Britain a new economic freedom. And President of the European Commission Jean-Claude Juncker says the new deal gives clarity to a long-time ambiguous situation. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says he's also happy.
I think it's a good agreement. It allows the United Kingdom to leave the European Union in an orderly fashion with the transition period, which is very important for businesses and citizens across the European Union and also in the UK.
The key hurdle to a Brexit deal was finding a way to keep goods and people flowing freely across the border between EU member Ireland and the UK's Northern Ireland after Brexit. Britain is due to exit the EU on October 31st. This is VOA News. A key Democratic lawmaker, Congressman Elijah Cummings, has died at the age of 68. His office said